Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On to the West, the rest of week three. I think I was at the game. I was up maybe later than you, though. No excuse. 1:45 in the morning. You know, that sausage pasta looks good right now.
I got home. I was so hungry when we got home. We had like a little bit to eat during the game, but not a lot. And I got home, and there was a whole pizza and a box of wings sitting there. My wife was at work, but she had ordered it, and it was there waiting for us when we got home. That was a huge dub for me.
Anyway, on to the rest of week three with some reflection on last night's Bills win over the Dolphins. Miami covers. Sam Panayotovich with us, the co-host of Bet Sweats on the BetMGM network, Odyssey Betting Insider. You can hear their show. He and Joe Ostrowski weekday mornings, 9 to noon. Sam, did you enjoy the game mostly?
I did, but I have to call something out here. I'm not buying this two-drink bulldog last night. I'm not buying that for 1 second.
Dude, it's the truth. I would tell you if I was dragging because I had six beers, I would say it, but... really, one when we got in there, one when we got up to go eat in the second quarter. By the time I was thinking about another one, it's been 20 years, Sam, since I've been in there as a fan. By the time I was thinking about a third beer, it was close to the end of the third quarter, and I thought, do they stop serving beer at the end of the third quarter? Like, I remember that being a thing years ago.
They do, right?
I don't know. I didn't get up to go find out. I just thought, I'm not going to run up there. Whatever. I'm fine. I'm good.
It's a good game.
Yeah. I didn't want to miss anything. The concourses are not great for watching the game on TVs. I learned that the hard way yesterday. So I didn't want to miss anything. So that really, it's the truth. Two beers. I know. I'll make up for it. Right. It's the weekend, Sam, and the Bills don't play till next Sunday. So I'm good to go.
Two's a bad number, though. One is worse than two. I'd rather have two than one. I'd much rather have five or six. Two's a bad number, though, because you're in that gray space and you don't know what to do next. But, okay, I'll believe it. I also, before I forget, I want to shout this out. You know, I take a train every week to New York. Tell me how I wind up sitting right next to a Buffalonian who was so awesome. And she's telling me, you got to come to a game. I'll get you thrown through a table. You'll meet Pinto Ron. I'm like, whoa, slow down. Why do I bring out the best in everybody and everybody just wants to party? It was so fun. Amanda is her name. She's like, you got to get to Buffalo. I'll take you everywhere. I'm like, done. Let's do it.
Was that today going home to Boston or yesterday?
It was Wednesday afternoon.
Going to New York. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know. But Buffalonians are awesome. Maybe is the reason. Like,
we're everywhere. We need the work.
And you look like you might be fun. I suppose. Right. So
yeah,
it all winds up.
I would say
here.
That. Yeah. Here's a man in Sam Panayotovich. So excited to bet the Cleveland Browns this weekend that Pens went flying on his show today. He was so excited that to hear that the number one public bet was Green Bay. Not to your surprise, by the way.
Paul was really kind of screwing me up mentally on that one because he was shaping it that the Browns were going to be the most popular bet. And I hate being on the side of the betting public because the betting public generally doesn't win. That's very fair to say. And I've been talking about the Browns all week, kind of making this an ugly, just mucky game. Browns ball. That's what they do. 17-15 somehow. Not even a likely landing score. Somehow it's going to be 15. I don't know how, but we're going to get there.
Yeah.
Their D-line is very good. I would argue it's elite. And the one thing about the Packers, guys, on top of the fact that they haven't played a road game yet, they've been shoveled a very easy schedule to start. Their O-line is a problem. And they've been kind of shuffling guys around. Neither team they face, Detroit or Washington, got to the quarterback. That's all Cleveland does. If Cleveland's good at one thing, what is it? Getting to the quarterback, lining up Myles Garrett all over the field. I took the Browns. I took 8. They could lose by 17, of course. It's the NFL, and they're not a very good team. I need Flacco to go wacko on Sunday, though, and cover 8.
I just can't get past the idea of Joe Flacco in the pocket with Micah Parsons. Like it's the same equation you're laying out for the Browns against the Packers, I think. Like I just think Micah Parsons is going to decapitate Joe Flacco.
Well, that would be bad for me then, because then it'd be Shadur.
They do have four quarterbacks.
Shadur?
They do have four quarterbacks
Shadur,
at least.
Dylan Gabriel. Yeah, who's the backup? Shadur or Gabriel? I don't even know.
It's Gabriel. They moved Pickett. That's right. Well, that's the game, I guess, is what happens up front. Because if I'm Green Bay, and I don't want to bet Green Bay either, but that's the one thing I need to avoid, you know. And Detroit and Washington were kind of good teams that the Packers made look, you know, second rate in their two games. So we'll see. What are your takeaways from the Bills through three? You were very into, as we talked all summer, you know, the Bills as your Super Bowl bet. AFC East, couple them with other things, you can get a decent price. I mean, they're not at all disappointing, to say the least. A couple of games have been close. I mean, last night might have been surprising to the general public that the Bills didn't win more easily. Is it wheels up entirely with them for you?
I'm trying to keep my composure. I'm very excited. I think the one thing that's really cool is that they can come out there against a team that is literally playing for survival, playing to save its season at 0-2. Those 0-2 teams, guys, we joke about how they're bad, but those 0-2 teams really care, and they cover a ton in week three. It's a very historical trend. Mm. That's now 63-39 ATS in the last 102 games where the dog covers when the dog is 0-2 ATS in week three. So check the box again. Dolphins cover. It was pretty easy to cover that too, the 12 and the 12.5s. But the Bills come out there without, what, their two best defensive players? Milano doesn't play, Ed Oliver doesn't play, and they still play a game that's good enough to hold off a very punchy Dolphins team. The quarterback's unbelievable. And I told the story this morning on our show. I texted Sal after they threw a pass to some guy named Shavers. I go, who are these guys? Like, who are these guys he's throwing to? And Sal said to me, and I think it's a great analogy. I haven't heard him say it yet. He said Josh Allen is basically Magic Johnson. Just get the ball to the right guy at the right time, and that's the strength of this offense. And when they don't turn it over, they're as good as anybody in the NFL. And I trust that quarterback. As I said in the summer, I bet the Bills for the first time ever to win the Super Bowl because I believe in the quarterback. And in a tie game, down 3, down 4 points, fourth quarter, I believe in him. I believe in him more than Lamar. I always have. And I think it's crazy to see this Chiefs team. Now, I mean, look at the odds boards to win the Super Bowl. Buffalo is like 4-5-1. Kansas City's 15-1. And they have problems that I don't think they can solve right now. Buffalo's the team to beat. I felt that all year.
Sam Paniatovic, Chiefs at Giants Sunday night. The Ravens have the Lions on Monday night. That's interesting. And the Chiefs play the Ravens next week. So you could have 2 1-2 teams. I mean, the best they'll do is 2-1 versus 1-2 going into that game in week 4. Pretty good. I mean, the window is so open for the Bills. It's just so early. I think a lot of fans are going to want to be guarded because they've had great regular seasons, you know, including great starts. But it does look like maybe the conference is more available to them. Who else? Chargers Sam, like, are they, if it's not going to be Baltimore, I mean, kind of a fluke loss here, and they might just be on the Bills level or more. But L.A., is anybody else dangerous to you in the conference? Indy?
Harbaugh scares me, for sure. That guy's won everywhere he's been, going back to University of San Diego. The guy just won everywhere. He just builds it up, and he unleashes offenses because he's a quarterback guru. He played quarterback at the highest level, right? NFL quarterback. And he's got Herbert zipping that thing. I don't know how much Herbert you guys have seen this year. Mm-hmm. End of last year, that kid's a stud, man. And I remember watching him in the Rose Bowl when he was so awkward and gangly. Like, the talent was all there, but he hadn't matured as a guy who could stand in the pocket and go through his progressions. He has developed a ton under Harbaugh, and if their defense can stay healthy, they're legit. But every conversation starts with Buffalo, Baltimore, and then Chargers are third right now on the AFC list. Chiefs 4, Colts 5, Broncos 6. I could probably stop there. I could probably erase the Colts and the Broncos. I just don't see it with Bo Nix. But you're talking right now from a power rating standpoint, Buffalo, Baltimore basically at the top in the AFC. Chargers have a higher power rating right now than the Chiefs. Now, that number will be different on Kansas City when they get Worthy back, when they get Rashee Rice back. That team in week 2, week 3 is going to be a lot different than it is in week 8, week 9. But that's assuming health. I mean, if they're not healthy, Mahomes can't do everything by himself. And if Kelce keeps dropping touchdown passes because he wants to look good in his pantsuit and look good for the wedding, it's just not a team that looks like they want it anymore. Maybe that's not fair to say, but They weren't going nuts in that game against the Eagles. They were very passive and very calm, and that's why they lost.
Yeah, they'll get those guys back, but the question is, like, how far are they in a hole but when they get those guys back? You know, they're going to have to do some winning here without those guys to keep their season on track if they're going to be a top-tier team.
Schedule is not easy for them, too, and I think we just naturally assume that the Chiefs will figure it out and they'll be able to fix all this, but you know, you're probably going to beat the Giants because NFL favorites minus 4 or higher or don't lose anymore. I've got that on good accord. 90% since week 13 of last year, 90% they're winning at. Just outright, not covering, winning. So let's give them this win, right? All right, you're 1-2. Then you get Baltimore. They come to Arrowhead. At Jacksonville, home against Detroit, home against Vegas, home against Washington, at the Bills, at the Broncos. Holy crap, dude.
Right. Let's talk some college football. So how good of a weekend is this overall? We had the fun start, and then you had a week or even two where a lot of games were real mismatches. I know there are still a couple of those. But is it a pretty good weekend?
I think so. I love being able to turn on the TV at 12 noon and watch football until 2 in the morning if you got money on the Cal game or the Utah game. You reelers know. Look, this is not
Hawaii.
Popular. Hawaii. Hawaii in the over. No, don't do it. So I told Zach this, and even Zach gave me some pushback. Everybody's giving me pushback on this bet, which means it's going to win.
Texas.
And we've been doing pretty well on this show so far. Nobody, guys. Nobody is laying points with Texas here. They're laying 39 to Sam Houston State. Every show I've watched this week, everything I've listened to, every clip I see, Arch Manning stinks. He's a bust. Mm. Their offense is broken. They are going to pound this team. Sam Houston State's one of the worst teams in college football. And I'm not saying it's going to fix their season because I think Texas does have some underlying issues. I think it's 52-7, if not bigger. The number is 39. People don't want to lay it because Texas hasn't played good. If Texas was a stock, this would be the time to buy. They're going to name their score. I'm going to call my shot. We had Miami last week. Miami pounded South Florida. I think Texas destroyed Sam Houston State.
But that's not one of the, quote, good games, right? I mean, hopefully right, the weekend is better than, you know, a 40-point spread.
We view weekends much differently, Mike.
Yes, I guess.
Right, a good weekend is when you win a bet like that. That's a good weekend, right?
Yeah, you just want to watch all day. You don't care what the spread. Like, it's just, you know, the action, right? But what's the weekend's marquee game?
Probably Miami.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And Florida, that's okay. A huge game. Huge game for recruiting purposes, too. And you guys know I'm very high on Carson Beck. Got some Heisman bets on him. That's a big one for sure. Surprisingly, Illinois-Indiana is a huge, highly rated game. I mean, both teams are ranked.
That's weird.
Maybe people in Buffalo don't care about Illinois-Indiana. Auburn, Oklahoma is big for sure. You got Jackson Arnold, the former Oklahoma quarterback, is now the quarterback at Auburn, going back to Oklahoma. Two longtime SEC rivals too, huh? Auburn and Oklahoma. Now, let's see. I mean, I like Missouri against South Carolina. In terms of like marquee matchups, this is not the biggest week. Next Saturday's huge though. You got Alabama, Georgia, Oregon, Penn State.
You know what else we have next weekend, Bulldog? European NFL.
Oh, great.
Early. Get your lineups in early. Yeah. Minnesota and Pittsburgh next Sunday morning. So brace yourself. I think that's week four, isn't it?
And Sam, don't be dogging Indiana, Illinois. People were paying attention last week. I had Indiana minus 43.5 against the Larry Birdless Indiana State. And they won like 73-0.
That got home.
That got home.
That's so. Right.
Early in the year, I love the like stupid spread games in college football. Just I think I'm taking Virginia Tech minus some ridiculous number tomorrow against Wolford. Just because it's fun to say Wolford.
Yeah.
That reminds me, after the first – no, actually, this would have been the second championship with Tebow. Florida the next year was playing, good grief, Bulldog University or Shope State or something, and Florida was laying 69 points. I'm not making this up.
Wow.
69. And I had just started to kind of bet seriously. We're talking like late 2000s. And Bulldog U, Shope State, is getting 69. And I'm thinking, there's no way, right? There's no way they're not covering 69 points. At half, it was like 56-0, right?
Yeah. Well, always take the 69. Oh, no. Always take the 69 is the lesson. Sam?
This is very bad. 56-0. They covered, by the way.
They did. They covered the 69. How do you like that? Sam, thank you. I've enjoyed your show. We're both watching it, you know, most days. And it's always great to have you on here with us.
All right, guys. Peace and love.
See ya. Peace and love. Mm. Sam Panayotovic, Bet Sweats, weekday mornings 9 to noon. And he'll be out with Nick Costos Sunday morning. You can catch those shows on the Bet 1520 and the Odyssey app. Eric Wood. So Eric could not join us Monday this week, and actually he can't be with us next Monday either, but he will be with us today coming up in about 15 minutes to talk about last night's win. We're at 803-0550. We'll fit you in. Sal will join us at 5 today. Picks at 6. Look at our records so far. I think we might be off to the best combined start in the picks ever.
You are, what, 8-4? I'm 7-5, I think.
Now it's 9-4, 8-5.
Oh, okay. All right, good.
17-9. I just told Sam.
I missed a game somewhere. I don't want to. No, we're doing great.
I don't want to, you know, assume anything. He might like to know that.
I've lost two Thursdays in a row, though. I got to get it together on these Thursdays.
You weren't going to bet the Dolphins going into that stadium last night. I was going home, so I was happy to do it.
Yep,
we got the cover. Eric Wood coming up at 4. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.